Blog Talk Radio. Exactly. Hood-like substances. So if anyone has...
Good.
I just wanted our listeners to know. So, you know, if anyone has any of that, you know, hood-like substance and those bejazzles, they need to call in.
Bejazzle, baby.
That's right. I'm obsessed with them.
I get the feeling you bejazzled yourself because you are very loving this bejazzle thing.
No, I have yet to do it.
You just grabbed the bejazzle and ran with it.
I know, I have. You know, I'm still waiting for someone to take pictures and tweet them to us, so, you know.
They're no fun, clearly. You can't tell me that the amount of poon that's on the internet, you people can't tell me that there's no vajazzled vajays out there.
I want it to be one of our listeners, though, you know?
That
makes it more personable.
That would be nice, although, you know, maybe they don't want their vajay going all, you know, public.
True. So how's everything going with you, Doc?
Oh,
the last show.
Just going peachy ducky.
I love it. So tonight we're going to be talking to Chocolate Dom and Goddess Bella.
Belladonna, yes.
That's what's happening. So before we even get into that, because we're still waiting for Chocolate Dom to give us a call in, like, let's talk a little bit about, you know, dominatrix and what are they for those who are just, you know, tuning into that word and have the misconceptions for the first time. You want to share that with us, Doc?
Sure. I guess the best way, because I think a lot of people have a preconceived notion that a dominatrix who is a female dominant is standing there dripping in leather, and, you know, I get this feeling that most of the public looks at it as being very harsh, when in fact it's not. It's extremely seductive. So it's not all leather. There's a lot of doms that don't even touch leather. It's just about the art of seduction as far as people's fetishes and BDSM are concerned. So that would be bondage. So everybody does this one differently. It's BDSM stands for bondage, domination, and some people do sadomasochism for the SM. Some people will do slave master. It's one of those come see, come saw things. For the most part, people think it's sadomasochism, though, or people use that one. But, yeah, it's some people enjoy different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it frightens the vanilla public to think that someone would want something. Because people automatically think, oh, a dom is harsh. Not always. When I was going through to be one, when I was doing all my training, I was taught never to raise my voice, and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a screaming freak. As a matter of fact, I always call that bitch with a whip syndrome. It's not all about that. It's not all about standing there with a whip and beating someone till they're bleeding. That isn't what this is. Do some people enjoy that? Yeah, but not very many. I mean, who wants to be beaten till they're bleeding? Ew. So it's not quite as harsh as you guys think it is, but it is very seductive. And there's a lot of, in the case of female domination, there's a lot of men out there that very much enjoy being in the presence of a very powerful woman.
Now, that's the sexy part to it all to me. Just, you know, someone who can enjoy the presence of a sexy woman in a dominant fashion.
That's
I love that.
And that's what it is. It's not, you know, it's more a power exchange than it is any kind of, you know, harsh whips and chains kind of a thing. It has to do with a power exchange. It has to do with dominance and submission. And a submissive will submit, period. It doesn't matter to whom. Usually better if the person has a connection. But if a submissive is ordered to do something, they will simply do what they're ordered to do. And it's not because, oh, you know, it's horrible because some people have slaves, and we've all been obviously raised that slavery is a horrible thing. One of the best titles of books I've ever heard was Freedom is Slavery. And people look at that and go, okay, what the hell is that? For some people, freedom is slavery. It is being able to come home and have someone else completely call all your shots. All you have to do when you walk through the door is drop to your knees, shut up, and do as you're told. That's a huge relief for some people, especially people who are in positions of great power or extreme stress all day. That they can come home and just go, you know what, I don't have to call the shots now. Someone else is going to do that. So
absolutely.
For a lot of people, it's a stress relief.
That's good, and I love it. And, you know, being that we love it so much, and there's so many people that partake in it, and I'm, you know, just loving this new world that I'm a part of now, although I don't practice it, maybe I should start. We did have, you know, Chocolate Dom on the line, but I guess she got disconnected because I was about to just bring her on so we can, you know, get into that interview. But hopefully she'll be calling us right back.
And I'm noticing in the chat room for anyone who's able to listen, because I just get the feeling, you know, there's a lot of people who are dropping out of the chat room and coming back. So I think we may be having Blog Talk issues tonight. Just could be the reason.
Yeah, you know, they really, really suck.
They do. They really do. I wish there was another platform. I've said this on the air many times. I really wish there was another platform or that they could somehow, I mean, I don't know. I'm not an IT person, and they would stand there and go, yeah, what do you know? But it just, you know, there's got to be a better way to work this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even in the phone sex industry, calls drop all the time because what you have is a situation where there's like 15 carriers before it gets from point A to point B. You think, oh, I'm on Verizon, it just travels through Verizon. No, it's everything's rented. So it's going from point A to point B, and you figure, oh, it's just doing that on a direct thing. No, it's going through 15 other carriers who could drop the call. So that's an issue, too.
It makes sense. But we have her back on the line. I'm sorry to cut you off, Doc. So we're
going
to just move it right along. So let's bring on Chocolate Dom. How you doing tonight?
Hi, ladies.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm pretty good. I don't know what happened. I'm like, I called in. I'm like, are they talking to me? And I'm talking, but I guess you guys couldn't hear me.
No, we couldn't
so
hear you.
So I called up and called back again.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you because it was dropping. It was dropping, but we're all here together now, so I'm very excited.
Wait, who's all here? Okay, it's Dr. Sue.
And Miss P. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And you. All you.
Oh.
Will. It's all about you right now. It's your time to shine. So, yes, definitely. So, you know, being that Dr. Sue is the expert in this show as well as yourself, I'm just going to probably I'm going to start with the first question and then we'll go back and forth like that.
Oh, crazy.
Yay,
okay,
I'm excited.
Well, I don't call myself an expert. I just do my own thing. I just do what feels right to me, what I like to do, and that's just pretty much so how I've always operated. You know,
right.
I'm definitely not a run-of-the-mill type of a dom, you know. So, you know, whatever I've done all this time has been what's worked for me.
Absolutely. So I can't wait to hear more about that. So is being a dominatrix, excuse me, I'm tongue twister here, a dominatrix your full-time job?
No. No, I do medical office work.
Nice. I love it. So what
I wish
you,
I could do it full-time. That would be nice.
What's stopping you?
Well, here in Ohio, like, I just don't think it's that huge of a market. Maybe if I were to travel somewhere else, you know, where there seems to be, maybe it's just a bigger city, like a bigger city. Like maybe even New York. I think New York probably has way more fetish-type things than Ohio does.
What's your take on that, Dr. Sue, as far as, like, location?
I think it depends on what you want to do. If you want to start doing real-time sessions, then, yeah, it's better to be closer to a bigger city. But if you want to remain online, then you don't need it. You can just,
that
you know, jump into
too.
It full-time
online. Online is all new to me. I've been online since, like, the end of August, but my experience has always been real-time, so...
Yeah, so in that case, if you're in, like, a small town and you're not near, say, I don't know, what have we got? What's the biggest city?
Well, I don't know the biggest city in, like, you know, in the United States. But just,
no,
like,
I mean
I gave New York
the biggest city in Ohio.
Maybe Cleveland, maybe Columbus, which is the capital. I really don't know.
Would
Ohio
you be willing
kind of,
to move if you could start doing real-time sessions again?
I would give it deep thought. There'd be a lot that would have to go into it. You know, I couldn't just up and go, you know.
Right.
I'm one of those types of persons that has to pre-plan everything, figure out all the pros and cons, and go from there.
That's good, though.
Definitely. So do your family know that, you know, this is something that you do at your leisure?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Friends, family, no. It's just I'm open. Like, I don't hide anything from any of my family or friends. I don't like to keep secrets, or I don't like to tell lies, because if you tell lies, then eventually, like, you know, it's too hard to keep up with lying. So I just keep it real, and that's all I can do.
Very good.
I don't give them, like, all the dirty details of what I do or have done, but, you know, for the most part, they are very aware.
So how do you find your clients, being that you're in, you know, such a small place, Ohio? How do you wind up, you know, getting these people to dominate?
Well, to be honest with you, I really don't remember how I found my first sub. I was 18 or 19. I don't even remember, like, how that even came about. I couldn't even tell you how I became a dom. It was just something that happened, and, you know, like, my first sub, you know, he would bring, like, these magazines over, like, this was shit I'd never seen before, so I'm looking at these magazines, you know, and I'm like, you know, like, oh, what's this? And so, you know, we would try some of the things, you know, some of the spankings and, you know, whips, and, you know, I didn't have any idea of what I was doing, but all I know is that I was having fun. And so it just continued on, you know. A few years after that, you know, there was another, you know, I found another sub, and, you know, that's when I ventured into the whole, like, sissification thing, strap-on play. Just, you know, I was, like, ready to explore everything I could, you know, with the whole fetish thing. You know, I wasn't doing any type of computer stuff at that time, but basically everything I've learned has just been hands-on and just common sense, pretty much. That's just how I learned.
So is it safe to say, ladies, and, you know, both of you guys can respond to this because I'm still learning, is it safe to say that the reason why, you know, people choose to go into this arena is because it's a thrill not only for the submissive, but also for the dominatrix as well?
I would like to think so. I know it's thrilling for me. It's something that I really enjoy doing. If I didn't like doing something, I wouldn't do it unless I absolutely had to. So, yes, I thoroughly enjoy being a dom.
You'll find that most people, when they start to get into it, some people trip over it. Some people, you know somebody who's done it. Everybody has a different reason for going in. I would like to hope that the ladies who are getting into any kind of femdom work are doing it because they love the power exchange. Because that's really where the seduction comes into play, is the power exchange. It's having the power over the submissive if you're the dom. So it's not like, oh, this is just another job, I'm punching a time clock. It should be very erotic for both people if it's being done properly.
I totally agree.
Now, my next question is this, and you can choose not to answer. I'm just so curious about this. Do doms have to, are they bisexual on any level, or is it just the thrill behind just, you know, having submissive, you know, having submissives, and it could be male or female?
I guess it would just depend on what their sexual preferences are. I'm not bisexual, so I wouldn't take on, you know, I've never taken on, like, a female submissive. I like CBT. I like cock and ball torture. I don't think I would enjoy torturing someone's pussy.
Why not? You're discriminating. I'm just kidding.
I don't want to play with another pussy. I guess, I mean, that's the best way I can put it, for me personally.
Uh-huh.
But if I were bisexual, I would probably most likely, you know, take on both, you know, male and female subs or slaves. So,
again, I think it depends on the person. It doesn't always have to be that kind of, well, it's instantly sexual. If you're working as a pro dom, usually in a dungeon, or even if you're doing your own real-time sessions, for the most part, there is no sexual exchange whatsoever.
Right.
So, you know, even if someone's walking in and saying, I want cock and ball torture done, well, I'm not fucking them.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't, you know, it really doesn't make any difference, the sexual end of it. Now, if you're getting into lifestyle domination and now you've got someone living with you, okay, that's a different story. Now you're getting into different aspects of relationships in the whole thing. So I think, again, it depends. What I take on, I've taken on female slaves years ago, yeah. Like, why not? They have every right to be submissive as anyone else does. That's not a big deal.
That's
but do
true.
I don't fuck my clients. So I will fuck them, like, with you know, you're talking strap-on work and stuff. That's different. But I'm not having sex with my client, which is a huge legal issue for a lot of places. There's even still one being battled in the Toronto court system where they charged a dominatrix, and I think it was just her, because I think she was just running her own real-time dungeon. Anyways, and it was just her, and they charged her with running a body house, B-A-W-D-Y. It does not mean B-O-W-B-O-D-Y. And essentially it's like, okay, you're running a brothel. And she's saying, no, I'm not. You can't charge me with that kind of a prostitution sort of issue because I'm not having sex with my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So this becomes a huge legal thing. So, it's again, it depends on the person.
Well,
you'll find
a lot
of masters
like do. You know?
A lot of masters have sex with their subs. Women,
guess,
not so much.
I don't know. I guess men are a little different than women, but, you know, like I always like to say, to each their own. People just need to just do whatever floats their boat, you know. So, like I said, the reason why I don't take on, or probably wouldn't take on, maybe I would do a female sub online.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll say that. But as far as real time, no, because I personally do get sexually turned on during a session. I don't have sex with subs, but I am aroused during a session.
Right. So what's the most outrageous thing a client has ever asked you to do?
To do a brown shower. That's something I wouldn't do. I can't get into that. It's not for me personally. I know a lot of people may do it, and that doesn't matter to me. It's just something that I couldn't do it.
Explain what a brown shower is.
Right, because you know that was my next question, Dr. Sue. Like,
I know, because the problem is everyone assumes that everyone knows what everything is, and that isn't the way it is. So we have to assume they don't know.
And it's never good to assume, so you just got to ask outright.
Yeah, so what was it? I'm sorry for cutting you off. What is a brown shower?
Someone taking a shit on you. That's my interpretation of what a brown shower is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I would have refused that, too.
But I guess I am a little profane.
Right. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being particular because you're the boss in this, right? So it doesn't matter. No, I don't want you pooping on me. Thanks. Have a good day.
Definitely. And as a dom, if you're offering professional services, you're going to say, okay, these are the things that I do, and these are the things that I don't do. Now, it may be different from, you know, Dom Mary down the street. She may do brown showers. She may enjoy that.
Right.
You know, go right ahead and do it. So it depends on the person. So that's what you guys have to establish when you're going to a dom for the first time. Have your list with you. You know, go over it with her. Do you do this? Do you do this? You know, like, you don't want to end up in a position where you want something and she's not providing it and you're spending money.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm. That is really true. So if someone was interested from your perspective to become a dominatrix, what are some of the steps or key things that you think they should keep in front of their, you know, frontal lobe about going forward?
Are you asking me or Dr. Sue? I'm asking you, honey bunny. To be honest, like, I just feel that it just, to be, like, again, I only can really speak for myself. I'm naturally dominant. It's just, I've just naturally been like this. I was born this way, I guess. I've never been, like, one to, like, take shit from anybody or any guys, anything like that. So it just comes naturally for me, so to speak.
Right.
You know what you want, you know what you like, you know what you will do, you should know what you won't do, and you just stick to that. You got to stick to your own guns.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your pictures really quick. Okay, every other day you have a new picture, right? And every other day they get hotter and hotter. No, seriously. So, I mean, where do these things come from? Like you said, you're naturally dominant, but, I mean, as far as, like, you know, the poses, I mean, really, what do you do all day? Take a million pictures and pick the best one? I'm like, this girl never looks bad in a picture.
That's what you have to do. Every picture I take definitely does not come out good. So, of course, I'm not going to post the ones that I don't think look too good, but I like taking pictures.
Absolutely. I was like, dang. You know, every time I go on Twitter or something, I look, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Another
that's
fly
so funny,
one. Another
like,
fly one.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
Absolutely. Do you think that, you know, the pictures that you take help, you know, gain clients as well? Or are people interested to get to know who you are?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would like to think so. I mean, I post sexy pics, you know, I post regular pics, I post pics where I look, you know, very innocent. It's just different aspects of me. I mean, there's just so many, you know, I like to think of myself as being, multifaceted. Like, I'm a dom, but, you know, I'm still a woman. I'm still into, you know, many other things other than, you know, the fetish world. So I just like people to get to know me, you know, as much as I would like to reveal about myself. Just, you know. That's pretty much so it.
Right. So what is, like, your favorite thing, you know, to do the most? Because you said that this is a turn-on for you as well. So what is the one thing that you do to your submissives that turns you on the most?
I do like cock and ball torture. I really do. Like, it's just something that I enjoy doing. I know it probably sounds horrible.
No, I'm just giggling because I'm just, you know, silly like that. Don't pay me no mind. I'm loving the conversation.
I like everything that I... You know, everything that I, you know, have tried, there's nothing that I haven't tried that I, you know, haven't enjoyed doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just vacation for me is really hot, too. Like, I don't even ask me why, even though I don't like women, but I love to see a guy in a pair of panties for some reason. It just, I like it.
I'm just kind of weird.
It's just something I like.
Dr. Sue, your thoughts on that? Because remember we talked about that one time, Dr. Sue, about your man coming with a pair of panties on.
Well, there's a lot of guys that really do, because, okay, think about it. If you're going to submit, part of submission is humiliation. It doesn't have to be, but it's an underlying sort of ribbon. So what's a better way to bring a man down than to throw him in a pair of panties and emasculate him? And that's essentially what the sissification is doing. You're emasculating the male and dressing him up and making him female.
Yes. And what's so sad is that, you know, even, you know, prior vanilla relationships, like, I would still be, like, trying to put panties on, like, my boyfriend just because it's something that I liked. And this was, you know, during a time where I was, you know, basically, you know, having a break and not into the scene, just trying to be a good girlfriend, trying to be, as I guess, how, you know, whatever, I guess, a stereotypical type girlfriend should be, letting a guy be in charge. It's just, I can't do it. Like, I'm not happy in a relationship with an alpha. It just doesn't work for me personally.
Right, absolutely. So for people who wanted to gain more insight on you, even, you know, have you as their dom, how do they contact you?
They can contact me on Twitter. They can follow me. They can tweet at me. They can visit, you know, my YouTube, send me a message.
So tell them all the
addresses
so that they can find you.
Okay, www.weekforebonysundom.weebly.com. Then you have www.youtube.com/chocolatedom. Let's see what else.
Twitter, you're Chocolate Dom.
Yep, Twitter, I'm Chocolate Dom. Facebook, I'm Miss Chocolate Dom, but I don't use Facebook that much. So
I don't either.
That would be Twitter. I'm on Twitter. Like, Twitter is the main thing for me, and then my Week for Ebony Sundom website. You know, they can fill out a form, but I would prefer them just contact me through whichever of those is easiest for them. I respond to anything that makes sense.
Absolutely. So Dr. Sue and I just want to thank you so much for your patience and, you know, for joining us tonight on the couch and, you know, getting us in tune with you. So for everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, for everybody who's not following her on Twitter, because that's my place too. And thank you, Sissy for, Bubble Sissy for putting that in there. She put your follow. She's so sweet. So everybody,
yay,
be sure to follow and be sure to hire, because money talks.
Yes.
Cash is king. That's what I was told today. Yes. Cash is king.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to go have some drinks now, though.
Yay, have one.
Ooh.
For me, too. And I'll see you on Twitter. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye, y'all. Yeah, she's so sweet. Aw.
She is. She's a very, very, very wonderful, good head on her shoulders lady. She really is.
That's exciting. So we're about to have on our beautiful, 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 supportive, outstanding Ms. Belladonna in a second. But before we bring her on, I'm going to, you know, play a little track, and then from there we'll bring her back on. Is that okay with you, Dr. Sue?
Hey, I'm right here. Just,
yay!
Let me know where. Just prop me up in the corner. No problem.
Outstanding. So this track that I'm about to play, I kind of was in a rush, but is the most appropriate one I had on, was Secret by Diamond Dallas. And for all those who have secrets, like being dominated and stuff like that, don't be in the closet. Come out onto the couch and tell us all about it on the Intune Show, or you can jump in bed with Dr. Sue and tell us all about it again, two times. So without further ado, here goes Secret by Diamond Dallas.
Secret. Yeah. I just wanna be the only freak that you seek out and create. you out the crib one more time. Know you working hard and it's such a turn on. The type of role playing you gon' get you learned on. Classes in session, I'ma teach you a lesson. Let me go and get my secret weapon. Ready, set, go, baby, don't let go. I'ma get it poppin', put the show on the road. We can take a walk from the shower to the floor. Hope you ain't shy, cause the camera's gon' roll. Turn it all around, cause it can't go wrong. I can make your body talk all night long. You just looking good, I'ma keep it good for ya. Call me when your daddy, I'm over the scooter. On the phone, fantasizing about what I can do. I can be a dream come true. And you can be my freak. And I promise to keep it a secret. Oh, promise, I just want to be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with. On the weekend, we do it till your face turn blue, yeah. Do it till the days come through, yeah. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you.
Diamond Dallas, and I just want to let Fast Slave know that it didn't, your number has not shown up, so if you can please give a call in again, I will definitely take your call. I don't know what's going on.
I think, actually, Vaz, if you're listening to this, I think it is an issue, and the problem is he's sitting on a hold somewhere. It happened the other night on my show, and it's not showing up in our queue at all, so if it's putting you on hold, honestly, Vaz, I wouldn't even, like, don't sit on hold, because it's costing him money.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, he's calling from India, so it ends up he sits on hold, and then it completely
takes
away all his money while he's
sitting on hold. Yeah, absolutely, and I would never do that to him, to anyone. So definitely, if you've got, you know, that type of thing going on, please alert me so I could be looking for it. But definitely, I'm paying attention, and I have not seen
him
call.
Yeah, no, it's not. That happened to me, too, because he goes, I was sitting waiting. I'm like, okay, we didn't have one caller.
Right.
It was really weird.
So I'm sorry. So we, without further ado, we're going to jump right into, you know, Belladonna and get to know her a little bit. How you doing tonight, Goddess Belladonna?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great, beautiful. I was just looking at your site as we were listening to the song. Goddess Belladonna.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that picture with you sitting on a desk is, you know, poetic justice.
Probably kind of, ain't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous. I love it. I'm like, dag, can I look like that on a desk? I don't know.
I bet you could.
I bet I can't.
I think anybody could pull this one off, honestly. It ain't that difficult.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, anybody can get on a desk and pose for a picture, but everybody can't exude sexy. So thanks for sharing that with the world. That's all I have to say about that picture. So tell us a little bit about who is Goddess Belladonna.
a very weird individual that's an everyday human being who just happens to love BDSM and fetish, among many other things.
Wow. And what are some of those things? Because I'm curious to know.
Oh, Lordy. What other things do I like? I'm an artist, so I like painting. I'm an outdoors person, so I love the great big outdoors. I like music, all kinds of different normal vanilla things that most people wouldn't necessarily connect. And I like being silly.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. I can't stand always being serious. If you'd ever get a chance to talk to some of my online slaves, they could tell you that I break out in spontaneous song and dance on the webcam without any kind of notice. If they get too serious, I will start cracking jokes on them and all kinds of stupid stuff.
Well, that's because you're Aries, so it's just like extra awesomeness at all times. That's
pretty
what I'm
much.
So how do you feel about
I'm
your clients?
I'm a tarot reader, too, so I should mention that, too.
Absolutely. So how do you feel about your clients, per se? Because it looked like you don't take no mess from nobody, and that could be my misconception, so correct me if I'm wrong, but how do you feel about your clients?
How do I feel about my clients? It would depend on my client, wouldn't it?
Yes, definitely, but overall, in a nutshell.
Let's put it this way. In a nutshell, I like most of them. And I love a majority of them. Let's be very honest right there. I have, of course, my favorite clients, which I absolutely adore. I mean, I get excited when they come on. I miss them when they're not around. I got my favorites. I get totally thrilled when I get this message, guys, I'm coming back into Las Vegas, and can I please have another session? And I'm planning for this session. You have no idea. And you know what? I'm super excited. And then I have the others where, like, you know, they come on and I'm going, yeah, okay, him again. Oh, God, you're so exciting. Oh, do me, baby, do me. No. It's kind of like reading a porn script. It's so predictable.
Oh, my goodness. So how did you know that this was something for you, being a dom?
How did I know?
Yeah, how did it all come together where you just, you know, made this into...
Bella, you had a very interesting introduction to BDSM. Tell them what it was. Very good.
My very interesting introduction to BDSM was I was a dancer. Matter of fact, I was a burlesque dancer. And which is kind of funny because if you look at my pictures, I've always been a bigger girl. So needless to say, my personality, I am not going to ever tell you that I was born a dom because I don't believe in that. I was born assertive.
No one is.
Big, big difference. I was born assertive. So anyways, I was on the stage. I was working in this club, and it was one of those clubs where you had, you know, these really beautiful, just gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous women, all right? And then there was me. And, and then there was Lee, me, little average me, who just loved to put on shows. But we had this customer who would come in every night, three-piece suit with a briefcase, and you could tell the guy... made a lot of money, and you could tell the guy wasn't your average Joe. And he would always sit at the same place, which was really near to the stage, and he would order the same drink, and he would never tip any of the waitresses, and he would never tip any of the dancers, and he was just, excuse my French, a rude little fucker. And it didn't so much bother me because I'm the type of personality, I can forget you are alive. If you don't have manners, trust me, darling, you won't even be alive to me. But that doesn't work for everybody. So I had, I should mention that most of these girls were, to me, they were my girls, okay? You don't mistreat my girl. I'm an awful mama bear. So, one day this guy was just being awfully rude to one particular young lady, and she ended up coming in the back room to me, and she was in tears. I mean, she actually clung to me crying because he called her some, he called her everything but by her first name.
Mm.
And I wasn't a happy mama bear. Now you got to remember, I knew nothing. I mean, zero subsilch nada about BDSM. I knew nothing about fetish. That wasn't even in my sphere of interest, okay? But I knew how to teach people manners. And I knew how to make people sit up, I guess, and listen.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out to where he was sitting. And I kind of set myself down. Okay, now picture this. I'm in a corset. I'm in high heels. I'm in stockings. And I've had my long pearl necklace on, which was my trademark. So I'm kind of looking like how most people would think a dom would look. And I have a short skirt on too. I should mention that, I guess, and panties, just in case people get the wrong idea. And I'm sitting down on the chair, and I'm putting my foot in his lap, in his crotch, and I'm putting the sole of my foot down on the crotch and the heel underneath. Now, these days I know what this is. Back then, I only did it because I didn't want this guy to get up till I was done. And anchoring somebody down like that most definitely will get their attention and will keep them stationary. And I explained to him that he was going to order me a drink and I was going to have my say, and when I was done, I was going to get up. And he just kind of looked at me at first like I was nuts, which I probably was to him. And then, you know, he told me to go ahead and fine. I said, but when you order, after you had to say, you're going to leave, just like that. I'm like, yeah. But he will hear me out first. So he threw a $50 bill at me pretty much, and he told me to go ahead and get my drink and to get him a whiskey. Okay. Do I look like a waitress to anybody? And but, you know, I'll go get it. So I went and I got the drink, a red wine for me and the whiskey for him. And I walked back to the chair, and I kind of, you know, patted him on the shoulder so he would look up, and I said, here's your whiskey. And I poured it over his head.
Wow.
And he jumped up, and, you know, I mean, any person would have been angry at this point. He jumped up, and he's just kind of going like he's trying to swing. And I did this, what is my patented stance at these days? Hips shoulder width apart, feet planted, hands on hips, and I'm narrowing my eyes and I'm going, go ahead, you only get one. And there must have been something in my facial expression that made him think better of it, because he sat back down and I resumed my seat. You guys did notice I didn't give the change back, right? And I anchored him back down. We waved the waitress over. I told her he needed a towel, and he ordered an Oscar whiskey. And that's when he reminded me that I still had the change. I thought, oh, that's for all the times you stiffed me. So he hands her another 50, and she gets him the whiskey. She comes back. She tries to give him the change back, and I said, oh, no, that's for all the times he stiffed you. Go away now. So I had my say, and I explained to him that these ladies are not hookers, whores, or any other wonderful, lovely little names he wanted to call them, but these were entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were here for his ungrateful ass to entertain him. And, you know, I just kind of made it clear where he stood. And every time he made any kind of noises, I was just pushing that foot down a little bit harder. And I don't know, by this point we had a few people watching us, so, you know, now we know this is public humiliation. Back then I didn't know that either. So when I was finally done, I got up, I walked away, and I didn't see him for, what, 2.5-3 weeks, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I just figured, you know, I've humiliated this man a little bit too much. I mean, would you want to go back to a bar after you were treated that way?
Heck no.
Heck no, me neither. I'm normal. But obviously he wasn't. Actually, he was, but his name was Jim, and if he's anywhere out there, hi, Jim. You're the reason I got into this.
Exactly.
And anyways, he came back, and now here was the lovely part. He still came dressed like he always did. He had this briefcase. He walks to his regular table. But lo and behold, this time when the waitress walks up, he's smiling. I'm on stage when this is happening, so I get front view. This was perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
He smiles. He orders a glass of whiskey, and yes, he does. Yes, actually, Jim has a lot to answer for.
Mm-hmm.
He did too. And talking to the people in the chat room here, and he ordered a glass of red wine. He tipped the waitress. Obviously, somebody was listening. And then he walked over to the stage and he laid down a tip for me. Looks up at me, says, "Ma'am, when you are ready, your red wine is waiting."
Wow.
And I did my working the floor, is what you call it, and he collected. Then I came over, he stood up, pulled my chair out, pushed the chair in. And the first question that came out of his mouth is, "Ma'am, how long have you been a mistress?" And I looked at him really stupid-like or dumb, and I'm going, "What's that?" And he explained it to me. Matter of fact, he was my first, what you would consider, a pro client. With him, it was mainly role play, so. But it lit a fire in me. And so I started reading, and the reading just wasn't enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? There's a big difference about reading about something and understanding it, feeling it, and knowing it. It's different. So I found, back then, they had your local dungeons and they had your training dungeons with a T. Where one is the local dungeons, you go to hire a mistress, but the training dungeon was where you actually would go in to get trained. So I went to one of the training dungeons and I did a 6-month tour of submergence, which means for 6 months I lived there. And I actually started for the first part of it, I wanted them to train me as a sub or a bottom, because I wanted to know what I would do to others would feel like. So all of the tools, the humiliation aspect, the commands you give, everything I wanted to experience on myself and then be trained over to being a mistress.
Wow.
To know how to wield these tools safely. And, that's how I got my start.
And honestly, that is one of the best ways to get a start.
It is. You know, I don't care what anybody says, and I understand there are a lot of people who look down on switches, and honestly, you need to get the hell over it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know what it feels like when you use a paddle, a crop, a flogger, a cane on somebody, then how can you do it safely?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know how much strength to put behind it?
Right.
How are you going to do what you can't?
Right. Yeah, how could you? How could you gauge that? I always was curious about that because, you know, like we were talking about earlier in the show, when Dr. Sue said people's misconceptions of a woman in black and blah, 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 blah. But I always assumed that as well, that
mm-hmm.
you're just getting beat to death.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's not. It's got so much more to it than that.
There's so many subtle nuances. You also have to remember something else. You have to break down upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
All right? For most of us, and this is where you see the big problem with people calling being spanked punishment rather than discipline or playtime. You know, spanking isn't punishment.
Mm-mm.
Spanking is discipline or it's playtime. Because if I want to punish you, I'm ignoring your ass. That's punishment to a slave. But when we get brought up in any society, we get taught that if we screw really badly up and our parents are really upset with us, the older folks were sent out to get a switch off a tree and got their asses, you know, spanked with it. So if somebody grew up in that kind of society and really strongly, but they are curious about BDSM, they got a taste for it, they read it, they had their fantasies about it, and the first time you take somebody like that and you start spanking them, be it first with the handle, maybe I'll take, you know, one of my lighter paddles, or maybe I'll take a leather strap to them. And now I'm starting to spank them. They may be turned on, but the first thing you are going to see is tears coming. The first thing you see is a tensing of them. It's not the automatic release, okay, like everybody keeps thinking. Because in their minds, they just done something horrible. They done something so bad that they now have to endure this pain. It's only once they get the mind trained to, this isn't you fucked up. This is, I show you my love via this. I show you my care via this. I'm releasing you from your preconceived notions of what things are. I'm releasing you to be naughty. I'm releasing you to be just yourself. And I will keep you safe while we're doing this. Once they get that mental image, then they are truly free. And now they can truly enjoy it. Not before.
Wow.
She's wrapped with attention here. She just can't believe what's going on.
No, I'm just like, you know what? This is just really interesting because, you know, I'm learning a lot tonight. And that's, you know, one of the main reasons why I wanted, you know, the beautiful goddess Belladonna on, because she looks like, you know, she knows everything. And your website, by the way, is really, really laid out nicely. And it was easy to navigate through stuff as well. So I just wanted to point that out for those who don't. No, you can definitely go on to www.goddessbelladonna.com, and she has everything you could possibly want, even that sexy desk picture that Miss P won.
She's stuck on that desk picture.
Yes, I'm back there again. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
Okay, can I give you a background on that desk picture?
Yes, please.
Okay. I took this picture when my adult daughter went for the first time on deployment. If you really look at the picture, and I don't know if I cropped it, in the back there is the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
And because my daughter can only have certain photos of me, you know, I have to be certainly covered. I took this picture on the desk, on that desk with the books, because I'm also a writer, so books have a special meaning to me. With the American flag to represent how proud I was of her, and the cloak next to me, because in my world, I rule my world. That's what that cloak represents. I rule my world, my realm. And that's why that picture was taken. The very first person who got that picture was my daughter with the Air Force and was on deployment.
Wow, beautiful and symbolic at the same time. So I have a few more questions I just wanted to ask really, really quick. Are you in a relationship at all, married, boyfriend, whatever?
I am married to a lifestyle, and he is a former BDSM master with 30 years of lifestyle real-time experience.
Wow. Yes. And does, you know, so with that being said, does this job affect you guys' relationship on any level, or is it just this understanding?
Yes, it does, absolutely. It is very, me being married to an alpha, it is extremely difficult for him sometimes to have to stomach me being an alpha female.
Mm-hmm.
He's used to being with slaves, okay? And he's used to not being questioned. And he has little old me, just, it's not a jump, it's, I'm not going to answer how high, I'm going to say why.
Mm-hmm.
So it does get difficult, but the benefit of it is, and there's a huge benefit of it, the benefit is that he understands what I do. Mm-hmm. And he understands why I need this, because I am what you call a lifestyler, big capital letters, / pro domina, / online domina, / phone domina.
Mm-hmm.
I do the whole sphere, okay? But I'm first and foremost always a lifestyle principal who happens to have her career and her passion and gets paid for what she does.
Okay.
But him being a lifestyle, he understands that to me this isn't a mask I can put on and take off. I can't do that. It's not possible for me. Once I became the Dom, once I was trained into it, once it became me, it is me. And it shows in so many million small tiny things. And anybody who wasn't a BDSM lifestyle of real time as well wouldn't understand this. He wouldn't understand why I go in a store and in a hardware store, for example, thinking my eyes light up and I'm going, oh, I know what I could do with this. Hey, check this out, honey. Oh, can you see the toy that can be found? I mean, don't take us to a hardware store for really. Mm-hmm. It's a kinky toy store on a budget.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So do your vanilla friends / family know about, you know, this aspect of your life?
Every one of them.
Okay. And what has been the reception from people? Are they accepting, judgmental, or a little bit of both?
In the beginning, they're confused. And then they start asking questions. And then both my husband and I explain it to them. And after that, they get even more curious. Some of them actually want to try it out. And others, they're just accepting me because we are, like I said in the beginning, I'm just another crazy person who happens to be a dominant, who happens to love BDSM and fetish. I'm not this weird porno dom image you see in the industry, okay? I'm just an everyday person who is kinkier than hell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not that hard to accept if you don't try to put on this big front to people. That's why a lot of people just get shut down by their friends because they feel it's dirty. They're trying to make it dirty. I don't feel nothing that I do is dirty. Mm-hmm. To me, this is normal, and because I feel it is normal, they can accept it.
Right, absolutely. And do you have any, like, fun tips or tricks that you do for your clients? So say for instance, a submissive is listening in and interested in getting, you know, I don't know how that goes. Is it hiring or how that goes, you know, but what are some of the things that they could look forward to if you were to be their dominatrix?
I expect the unexpected. Don't assume that you know everything. Never, ever. I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you are fairly new and you want to do real time, get some training. Go to a reputable, long-standing dom who knows what they're doing, and I would say they should at least have experience level of 3 to 5 years, and ask them to mentor you in. Don't try to fly solo. Not for a while, not till you've learned what you need to learn. You can do a lot of damage on people if you don't know what it is you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Expect, I've brought up switches earlier. If you are going pro domination, your first real fun pro session will be when you come in contact with a long-standing male switch. If you don't know what you're doing, if you're overly nervous, and if you don't have confidence in yourself, you'll see the tables turned on you real fast. They have a trigger in them. So be aware of this. Whatever it is you do, do not do it without a safety net. Big one. Safety calls. Have a secondary person with you or in the other room of where you at. There are 99.9% 90% of the people you will come in contact with are lovely, wonderful people who are just curious, who are just kinky. But there is this one, the 0.01% who are psycho, okay? I don't know. Do we have enough time to tell you a horror story?
Yeah, tell us the horror story really quick, and then we're going to get your, you know.
Okay.
Friday.
I'm going to make this real fast. One pro session of mine. I had a client who came back from Desert Storm, who was had a screw loose in his head. Big guy, Marine, Special Forces trained. Okay, I did the session with this guy. I don't know what flipped him. I could still not at this day can tell you. The next thing I know is this guy has me, and this was a lot stronger. I'm a big woman, but he's a lot stronger. He has me picked up, and he's starting to walk me against the wall. Literally, like he's trying to put me into the wall. If I would have had very little experience or wouldn't have known how to control myself, okay, I may not walk out alive. Because you will trigger the animal instinct in someone. Luckily, I have one of my toys next to me, and I'm not going to go into detail, but I backed him off. I had got him to drop me. I backed him across the room, and I got him out of my house.
Wow.
This is something you all need to keep in mind, if you know.
Absolutely.
You will deal with mostly good people. But it only takes that one person. And if you don't know what you're doing and if you're not prepared to defend yourself or you don't have anybody there to help you, you may never come out alive. Just keep that in mind. It's not when I hear people, oh, let's surprise everybody so serious all the time. No, you better take it serious because it's not all fun and games. It can be fun and it can be a game. But it
Absolutely.
Is very, oh yeah, and that I've bored enough people now.
Absolutely. So tell people where they can find you to stay in tune or if they have any questions or if they're looking for someone to dominate them. Let them know where they can find you.
Okay, they can find me for all domination sessions, www.goddessbelladonna.com. That's my catch-all. And from there, you can learn about pro sessions, about phone sessions, online, and real-time. And I even have some real-time positions open, which are not money-orientated, that I'm just looking for a couple of slaves here in Las Vegas. And you can find me on Twitter at Goddess B. D, again, you know, it's in Belladonna, Goddess BD. I'm not going to worry about Facebook because, really, just like the rest of you, I don't really use it other than to play games. If you want to learn about financial domination or fetishes in real time, in period, you can, and this is for the ladies only now. Sorry, boys, but this is for the ladies only. You can find me at the Financial Domination Academy. .com, and this is where I teach. And like I said, thank you, Miss Cupcake. And Miss Cupcake is my co-teacher there. She teaches from her point of view as well. And it's not going to be free education. I'm sorry, I'm not going to give my time away for free. And other than that, you can email me at goddess@goddessbelladonna.com if you want to schedule a session. Other than that, hey, you know what? I'm easy to find. Google me.
Absolutely. That's what I did, and she popped right up on that desk. Love it. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Goddess Belladonna, for, you know, sharing your time with us. And I look forward to all that it is that you do, and if any way we can help promote or do whatever it is that you need to get done, let us know so we can help aid in that.
Yeah, well, likewise, you know, ladies, if you want me to, if you want me to promote your shows or something, I'm still waiting for a banner so I can stick it on my website.
Yeah, we can do vice versa. We can stick you on the intuneshow.com as well.
We'll do.
Yay.
Okay, love you, ladies. Thanks
love you
for
too.
Your time and having me.
You
bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Love you, Bella.
Yeah, so that I learned a lot tonight, Doc, I must say. I always learn a lot when you and I, you know, come together. But, you know, I love to have been able to gain other people's perception as well.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's a good feeling. So for
broaden your mind.
Absolutely. For all those who are tuned in for the first time and just getting familiar with Dr. Sue, Dr. Sue, could you please let everybody know where they can find your amazingly beautiful behind?
Well, now it's really easy. I'm on Blog Talk here, same as you, only I am in bed with Dr. Sue. And now InBedWithDrSue.com is probably the fastest, easiest way to find me because everything is under one roof. You can listen to past shows and everything is all under one umbrella now.
Absolutely. And she is amazing and everyone knows that. And this is why, you know, we love Dr. Sue so much. So make sure you guys get in tune, get in bed with her, and then get in tune with her here every other Thursday because Dr. Sue is the bomb. And publicly, before I let you go, Doc, I just want to say that I opened my card. I finally opened my mail, like, after, like, 3-4 days. And I was like, how the heck did I miss this? Thank you so much for the beautiful card, one. And two, Hello Kitty is my favorite character ever. And I don't know how you knew that, but she knew it, guys. So I love you and thank you for thinking of
me.
Well,
I'm glad that I would just hope it cheered up your day.
It made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. So thanks, Doc, for just being amazing and being you. I'll see you on the next couch.
You got it.
Yay, guys. So, again, for those who are not in tune with Dr. Sue, you need to get in tune with Dr. Sue ASAP. Amazing, amazing woman, just like the rest of you. Strictly, strictly, strictly about business and about showing genuine love. And that's why I love her and I love each and every one of you for the continued support. If it's your first time tuning in to the Intune Show, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, we love and appreciate you. Before we go, we want to give a special shout out again to Chocolate Dom. So go and follow her on the Chocolate Dom, D-O-M-M-E. And please, by all means, go and find the sexy goddess Belladonna on her table where she'll be posing just for me, not you guys, for me, okay? Do that ASAP. Do you get that? Do you get it? Do it ASAP. And for everyone who tuned in tonight, thank you. And if there's anything that I could ever do for you guys who continuously support the show, just let me know because I think that is high time that I start returning the favor. Until the next show, guys, stay in tune because we want to stay in tune with you. Have a good night.
I'm in tune, 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 I'm in tune